This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There was a report out from Moody's the other day. They're the bond rating people, but they do all kinds of financial analysis as well. They were talking about companies buying back their own stock, specifically how much stock buying back is happening and how much longer it might go on and why it matters. The answer to that first question is that a lot of buying back is happening. Last year, stock buybacks by the American companies that had the most cash on hand went from $71 billion January through June to $114 billion in the second half of the year. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has the answers to the other two questions.
Last year, companies got a big tax cut, and they had to figure out what to do with all that extra cash.
They could pay their workers more. They could pay out dividends. They could invest in the firm if they had good investment projects to do, or they could do stock buybacks.
Mark Mazur at the Tax Policy Center says a lot of companies chose option four, stock buybacks, which hit a record $1 trillion at the end of 2018. One interesting thing in the Moody's report is that even though the tax law went into effect at the beginning of 2018, the bulk of the stock buybacks happened in the second half of the year. A few reasons for that. Kimberly Clausing, who teaches economics at Reed College, says companies probably took time to think over their options, maybe pay down some debt, and then?
I suspect that they just sort of ran out of things to do with it, and so they started handing more of it back to the shareholders.
Also, if a company wants to buy back its stock, it can't always do that immediately. Mark Mazur again.
For some firms, they have to ask for stockholder permission to increase the amount that they're going to buy back.
Or maybe companies were afraid of the political fallout of doing buybacks right after a tax cut. Another takeaway from the Moody's report is that this buyback frenzy might not be sustainable. Remember, stock buybacks are a way to give money back to shareholders. If a company buys its own shares, there will be fewer on the market and each one will be worth more. Christina Padgett is a senior vice president at Moody's.
The concern is that as the market may turn, the shareholder doesn't expect those share repurchases to go away.
And she says companies might feel torn between holding on to their cash and making shareholders happy. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.